Welcome back to the DBM Academy podcast, where we break down the biggest ideas in the world of crypto and digital assets. I'm your host, John.
And I'm Sarah. Today, we're diving into a fascinating video featuring Michael Saylor. He lays out a pretty bold vision for the future of Bitcoin, and we're here to unpack it all for our DBM listeners.
That's right, Sarah. Saylor's main point is that we need to stop thinking of Bitcoin as a digital currency and start seeing it as digital capital. He draws a parallel to how gold was used in the past as a reserve asset for nations and institutions.
It's a really interesting distinction. He's not suggesting you'll be buying your coffee with Bitcoin anytime soon. For that, he sees a future where we use stablecoins pegged to the US dollar. This allows for the stability needed for everyday transactions, while Bitcoin acts as the long-term store of value, a personal treasury, if you will.
And he doesn't see this as a threat to the US dollar. In fact, he thinks the dollar will get stronger as other weaker fiat currencies fall by the wayside and more people adopt these dollar-backed stablecoins. It's a future where Bitcoin and the US currency coexist and even strengthen each other, unlike the situation we have now, where the dollar currency is destroying itself via inflationary money printing.
Looking ahead 5 to 10 years, and from a usability point of view, Saylor's vision gets even more interesting. He predicts that the big players, financial institutions, tech giants, and governments, will be the ones using Bitcoin's base layer for massive settlements. For the rest of us, we'll be interacting with Bitcoin through layers 2 and 3, things like the Lightning Network and various mobile apps.
That makes a lot of sense. It's all about scalability and user experience for sure. But what really got me excited was his take on Bitcoin-backed equity and credit. He sees this as a complete digital transformation of capital markets. Imagine companies recapitalizing on a Bitcoin standard. The potential for growth is enormous, as many in the DBM community have already realized as we produce our own individual sound money treasuries.
Absolutely. Saylor is not just talking about companies. He thinks every family should adopt a Bitcoin standard as a way to protect against the depreciation of fiat currencies. He also made a great point about the difference between Bitcoin treasury companies and some of the crypto companies that blew up in the past. These new companies are raising equity, not debt, which makes them far less risky.
He also touched on adoption, which he sees as a continuous process happening at different speeds around the world. He talked about both passive adoption through institutions investing in companies like his and active adoption, where individuals hold their own keys. It's a multifaceted approach.
And it was interesting to hear that his core views on Bitcoin haven't really changed since 2020, but his appreciation for its potential to transform capital markets has deepened. He argues that Bitcoin is exposing the flaws in our traditional financial systems like never before. It's only a matter of time before politicians and big business realize that the masses are seeing this.
So, what's his advice for the average person? He says we need to embrace both digital intelligence, like AI, and digital capital, which is Bitcoin. He even suggests using long-term, low-cost debt to acquire Bitcoin, arguing that the potential returns far outweigh those of traditional investments.
And then there was the final, rather philosophical point about burning your Bitcoin keys when you die. He sees it as a way to give back to the network and ensure your life's work continues to support it without the risks of leaving it to charity or future generations. He even cited Satoshi Nakamoto as the ultimate example.
It's a powerful idea. And on a much lighter note, we also learned that he's a fan of cast iron cookware.
You never know what you'll learn in these interviews. But all in all, a really insightful video. Saylor's vision for Bitcoin is clear, comprehensive, and definitely gives you a lot to think about. You can catch the full Saylor video at the DBM blog, Final Warning to Secure Your Sound Money Treasury.
It sure does, and we are delighted the DBM Academy exists to help people realize the power of sound money through Bitcoin. To own a store of value you can continually leverage into cash flow is an amazing privilege, Sarah. Learn how we do this at dbm.academy. Well, that's it for this DBM podcast episode. Be sure to join us next time as we continue to explore the ever-evolving world of digital assets.